remember when my teacher said to me, Philip, there are no dumb questions, but that one came very close.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Our Laugh Again question of the day comes from Jerry, whose last name I won't mention, though it rhymes with Thompson, but starts with a T. Jerry says how much he enjoys the program Laugh Again, and obviously Jerry is a wise and discerning young man, don't you think? Jerry asks, hey Phil, how did you lose your hair? Well, I like the way you worded the question, Jerry. It sounds like you'd like to know how to lose some hair yourself. I think you think I have a hair loss manual. Follow these 7 steps. You could look like me. Well, I've got good news, Jerry. I have a 2-step manual for losing your hair. First step, have children. Have them fast. We had our 3 in 3 years. They were born 9 months and 23 minutes apart. The anesthetic from the first birth was working for the third. Children can cause you to lose your sanity and your hair, so have children. That's step one. Step two, live in a cold climate. I live in the shadow of the Rocky Mountains in Western Canada. It's so cold here in the winter. How cold? It's common to see 2 coyotes with jumper cables trying to get a rabbit started. Due to the polar vortex, my hair has completely crawled underground and now resides in my ears. That's how cold it is here. So live where it's cold. Actually, I do have a better manual than that one. It's another 2-step program called How to Lose Your Hair Without Losing Your Sense of Humor. Step one, laugh. A completely Kojak bald friend of mine was in a mall minding his own business when a group of teenagers came up to him. They were from a church youth group. We're on a treasure hunt, said one of them. We need to bring in a bald man with a happy face painted on his head. My friend started to laugh. Me, he said, I'm bald. They laughed. He said, go ahead. As he sat on a bench, an aspiring artist in the group painted a great big grin on the top of this guy's shiny bald head. Fellow shoppers stopped to take selfies with him. They talked with him. They laughed with him. Some even removed their hats and admitted they'd lost a few things along the way, too. But talking to him that day, they realized the joy of never losing their sense of humor. I think my friend had more fun than any of them, because he knows that your attitude about yourself can cripple you or cause you to leap with joy. Laugh. Second step, give thanks. I haven't paid for a haircut in years, Jerry. I haven't bought shampoo or conditioner. Thank you, Lord. I have not misplaced my comb, nor had any need for a bathing cap or a hairnet. I am so thankful. Statistics indicate that the average guy has 8 haircuts a year at an average price of $28, that he spends $11 on shampoo, $7 on hair gel, $6 on dandruff treatment, $5 on conditioner, $4 on combs. In addition, last year 300,000 men spent an average of $6,200 on some type of hair restoration surgery. That is like wearing a mortgage payment on your head. So give thanks for that extra cash. I give thanks each day when I climb out of bed that I am instantly groomed. I look fantastic. I have not had a bad hair day since 1989. You know, contentment is as rare these days as a baby that likes to have his face washed. Like nothing else, Thanksgiving brings contentment to life. I hope you're hanging on to your hair, Jerry. If not, let it go with a smile. It's a smile that comes from knowing that God is doing good things inside your head. That the one who started a good work in you is going to carry it on to completion. P.S. If you are losing your hair and people notice, just tell them what my daddy always said. Sonny, God only made a few perfect heads. Others he covered up with hair. A little boy wrote, Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman. Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.